Sweetheart, are you almost ready? I'm sorry, I don't want to rush you or anything, but my mom keeps blowing up my phone, asking why we're not at the house yet. I swear, she's so dramatic at times. It's only dinner. I don't know why she's being so persistent tonight. Love? Are you okay? Why are you not dressed yet? Is everything all right? What's wrong, my love? You're not going. Why? Did something happen? Everything looks wrong. What do you mean? No. Don't cry, love. It's gonna be all right. Shh. It's going to be okay. What happened, my love? Talk to me. Your dress clothes don't fit you anymore. Oh, well, that's okay. We can always buy new ones. That's an easy fix. It's not just the clothes. What is... Oh, baby, no, you're beautiful. Nothing's wrong with you. You're so good looking. Why would you think that you're not? Is it one of those days again? My darling love, your weight and size don't matter to me. You're beautiful, no matter what. Yes, I did notice that you were gaining weight, but that doesn't mean I love you any less. I'm not with you for your body, I'm with you because you're you. You are the person I chose to be with, and I love you the way you are now, and even more in the future. There aren't enough words in the dictionary that can describe how much I love you. Come with me, sweetheart. Are you comfortable enough to stand in the mirror with me? It'll be all right, my love. I just want to show you something. Tell me what you see. I see. Is it all right if I tell you what I see? I see a person who's wonderful and amazing in every way possible. I see a kind-hearted person who helped a complete stranger carry their belongings to the airport and stole that stranger's heart on the plane ride home. A person who cries crocodile tears watching animal videos, who has a smile that makes the gloomiest of days shine bright, who has a laugh that is so infectious that everyone can't help but smile or laugh along with you, who furrows their brows when they get confused and has the cutest reactions known to the human race. I see the person that I fell in love with, flaws and all, in that beautiful reflection. So it doesn't matter if you put on a little bit of weight or if your body changes. It won't stop me from loving you the way you deserve or change how I see you. I love you too, darling. And I'll be honest, I really love your body the way it is now. It gives me something to grab when we... Ow! I know. Not the time for that. But I'm serious. I hope you understand what I mean. You don't need to worry about me not loving you because of how you look. No matter what, I will love you forever because it's you. You can look like death itself, and it won't change how I feel. You can have green skin, lop ears, and have onion breath, and I'll still love you regardless. Yes, I made a reference to Shrek. Don't judge me. Anyways, my point still stands. You are so good looking. Gorgeous, stunning, handsome, adorable, beautiful, alluring, charming, ravishing, graceful, wonderful, and more. Don't let anyone else or your silly brain tell you otherwise. Ugh, it's my mom again. No, no, don't apologize. And no need to rush to get ready. In fact, I'm going to tell her that we're not coming to dinner tonight. Don't worry about it. She'll understand, and if she doesn't, then she can deal with it. Let's stay in, all right? We'll order takeout from your favorite restaurant, get comfortable on the couch, and watch, like, Bob's Burgers. And maybe I could show you just how beautiful you are after. All right, we won't do that. Why don't you get your cute butt downstairs and order our dinner while I get into something more comfortable? I'll be there in a few minutes, sweetheart. I love you too, my beautiful darling.